You are now listening to a Doc Martin production.
Get the bird, Kraken! No!
They say the meek will inherit the earth. We say the nerds. I don't even know what that was. We say the nerds will inherit the earth. Welcome to the Frackin' Nerds, episode number 239. I guess I just went through puberty. My name is Doc Martin. And let's start us off. Who is on our show today? He's out there in the world. It's not Carmen Sandiego. It is Mr. Kennedy. Where are you at, Mr. Kennedy?
Actually, you're going to have two people reporting from the great state of New York this time.
All right. So which part of New York are you in?
I am in Albany.
In Albany. Interesting. Well, that means Albany. You could probably have an easier time getting down to the cellar clubs because our boy over there on the East Coast, he can't get there. He says it's too far. It's Joshua.
Yeah, it's me. Yeah. And I didn't say it too far. I said there. He's like, oh, aren't they, like, down the block from you? And I'm like, no. What do you think happens in the Bronx? The Bronx doesn't have, like, cellar comedy clubs.
Why don't you have, like, little comedy clubs that are open late at night when there's nobody there?
I think you have to go to Manhattan, oh. Like the guy in the fucking show.
Oh, man. And you don't want Joshua, because Joshua laughs very loud if you're failing badly.
I want to go and observe because I kind of want to be a watching Crashing has inspired me to become a stand-up comedian.
Oh, no. Or, oh, yes. Yeah, because it looks so easy. Like, oh, that sounds like fun. And then you get jaded after. Did you see the newest episode for this season?
I didn't see the first episode of the new season, but I kind of was like, what is it with HBO and women getting upset at the success of their men? Oh. This is like the third series I've seen where the woman gets mad at the boyfriend for being successful.
Well, and I'm just like, the funny part is like the first episode of season two, he kind of meets a new guy that he feels like he's going to be his protege on the circuit. And what happens is he gets jealous when he brings the kid to New York, and he just kind of blows up and he starts getting gigs, and his former girlfriend is just like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You've been doing it for 6 months. That should have been mine. She was like, whatever. It's a good series if you haven't watched it.
It's a weird, odd fucking show. And it kind of, I will say this, it kind of paints a good picture on like what it's like to be a comedian. But I don't think like some of the shit that he goes through is fucking dumb. Like I watched like the second to last episode of the last episode, and he's at that college thing and he's like fucking thinking of ways to like get over and have a catchphrase, and he's like, get the gas or whatever the fuck it is. He gets all those shirts, yeah. And she gets mad at him, and I'm like, what are you getting mad? You should be like, yo, that's great that you fucking improvised and you were able to do that. But how are you broke and you can afford $2.99 shirts and you buy all of them?
Exactly. He wanted to make a gimmick. All right, on today's show, who are you going to call when you need a new Ghostbusters movie? We'll talk about that. Netflix says their biggest challenger is, and it may surprise, I guess, older audience. And the Pinkertons are coming to Red Dead Redemption 2. Well, I mean, they're in the game, but they're coming for Rockstar. So that sets up technology and... I think Joshua's the only one single out there. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, kind of. Oh. Well, Tinder apparently is testing out an ability to let you share Spotify clips with your matches. Now, Joshua, would this be something of interest while you're trying to find a lady to lay your bone with send a song that inspires you?
Nope.
All right. Kennedy, if you were single, which you're not, you're making yourself way unavailable. What's that?
I mean, he can still do it with his
fiance. That would be weird if they both joined Tinder just to talk to each other.
Well, no.
That would be weird.
And they said...
Spotify will be like, hey, if you want to send someone you love a song, you could do that. Like, it doesn't have to be...
But that's not it. I mean, it's... it's in the Tinder thing. So if you're chatting somebody up, it'll send a clip of about a 30-second clip, which I don't know. Are you, any of you all like huge music nerds? Like you'd be like, oh,
I am, but I don't do Spotify. So
oh, so you're just you're not a Spotify person. What music app are you using?
I played the fifth because everybody hates me for it.
You're on Pandora?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay.
I was a beta tester for Pandora, so I've been with it since before the beginning, and I enjoy the service, so whatever.
You've still not gotten over your cold.
I have not.
All right.
Do not get the flu this year, guys.
What's that?
Do not get...
He totally sounds different.
Yeah, it's a
he's stuffed
it's
up.
A bad one this year. It holds on for friggin' ever.
You're not even really around anybody.
No, and it's not even I'm sick. It's literally just my throat and my voice. It's like it just won't go away. And I have this weird cough too. So
you need to have you been trying Halls? Have you been using Halls?
Dude, I've had every medicine. I'm about ready to go to acupuncture. I'm telling you.
Oh Lord, no
oh,
fun.
Jesus.
It's obviously it's been a long. No,
the extreme calls and all that shit.
Well, getting back to the discussion of Tinder, not the health, the fitness of Kennedy over there. I guess they've added other features like bit emojis and GIFs and stickers, which I mean, I guess okay.
This is dumb. You know why this is dumb? Because you're basically trying to make people exclusively talk on your fucking. Because
don't they, I mean, a Tinder or any other dating app, you talk for a little bit, and then
you exchange numbers.
Yes.
That's it.
So, yeah, I think they're trying to keep them on longer. Joshua, thank you. I think that you've nailed it.
I'm a smart person, so, you know.
You know what, I think everybody on Tinder should just, first thing they say to each other is ASL. Just to shoot back to the old days.
What is ASL?
Age, sex, location.
Oh, is that what I mean? I did not know
you
that.
You understand, Kenny. The doc is, he's, what, 10 years older than us?
Yes, yes.
So basically when AOL came out, he was like fucking almost 18. And he wasn't pretty much using AOL the way we were using AOL.
Yeah, we didn't have AOL at college. We had IRC. So I guess, and it was like a... AOL had big group chats, right? You weren't just, or was it all like private chats?
Well, that was where it came from, was the person, like you had group chats and then you would go private and the first thing you say to them was ASL.
I never used that, so.
Yeah.
It was past my time, I guess.
Yeah, you were cool.
AOL IM was the shit.
Well, over in England, a hitman was convicted thanks to his fitness watch location data.
I saw this.
How do you not leave anything GPS related?
Because he's not a good hitman. I guess
well, don't know that. I think he was a successful hitman.
Oh, but I guess he had like probably an iPhone. I don't know. No, he had a Garmin Forerunner. I guess he was wearing his watch, and it recorded a 35-minute trip that took him to a field just outside the guy where he murdered. A couple weeks before the event, I guess he was scouting his location. I guess also a cell site and CCTV evidence showed that the car had gone to there. So, yeah.
Like a Christmas gift. Damn it, Brenda.
Keep your watch. If you're going to go murder somebody, keep your watch off. Probably keep your cell phone turned off. There's things to do to avoid your location data out there. So not the smartest guy, but he is he's going to jail now. And Facebook is trying to bring back... You know, they've lost the teen audience to, like, Snapchat. I don't know what else. Grindr, maybe. they were trying that...
most of the teens are gay men.
I don't know... They all seem that no, so they're coming out with a meme app called LOL.
Oh God!
To entice them to come back and play along in Facebook so they can data mine their information and everything else.
I feel like that's too much of a reach, though.
What's that?
I feel like that's too much of a reach, though, because people still are going to use Facebook and Twitter to, like, update people. Because you can't really do that with Snapchat. You can just, like, take pictures and stuff like that. But people like to type shit, too. So,
yeah, well, exactly. But I think some people like Snapchat. Well, that was – let me put it to you guys. Are you all I noticed a lot of the younger people working at my store walk around with their phone video chatting. And I feel that – I don't want to do that.
My daughter does that all the friggin' – she won't call me normally. She will only video
and I
call
see
me.
And I'm they're walking around and holding their phone and then I guess looking up and I know and I see the other people on the phone and they're doing other thing. Like, do you have to watch? Now I remember when I was growing up in grade school, we were like, oh, we're gonna have video phones, and it took, you know, 35 fucking years to get these things, and we have them, and I don't give a fuck. And I guess it is just a younger audience, like Joshua. I mean, you're past that younger audience, but. Do you do this?
No, like, it's weird because I remember when I first got an iPhone 4, I was like, oh man, I could do iChat and all this other stuff, and it just got played out. So like, whenever like I was talking to like a girlfriend at a time or a chick, because I never really like had to FaceTime a dude, like they were like, oh, let's FaceTime, and I'm like, all right. Like, but I'm with you because this is something that I see a lot in New York, where I'm walking and I see people FaceTime chatting with people, like on the train, walking in the street, and I'm like, I don't think that's meant for you to do while you're walking in the street.
No,
you know, just supposed to be a suggestion.
Sitting somewhere and talking, but it seems like, hey, I'm talking to my girlfriend, and we're on a trip, and we're walking around, and we're not really looking at our phones, but if I want to look up and see what she's doing. You know what? Sometimes when I'm on the phone, I don't want you to know what I'm doing. You know? Do they do that when they're in the bathroom taking a shit? Maybe. I don't know.
I actually seen one dude do that.
But was he doing like, it for a certain...
We were finishing, like, training, and he door open, and he was, like, Instagram storying, like, going live. That he was in the bathroom taking a shower. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this kid?
Yeah, so I think it's a younger audience is doing this.
It's gonna come to a halt when you hear like someone got hit by a car because they were like FaceTiming. Like,
oh, I know.
We'll see that
go.
Like okay, if you're on your phone and all of a sudden something came up, this person is requesting a video chat, what's the first thing you all do?
I decline it.
Exactly.
I mean, I decline it if I'm not sitting down, but if I'm walking in the street or something, like, why would you FaceTime? I tell my dad, like, why are you FaceTime calling me while I'm at work?
Like, do you need to see them? I can understand if it's somebody overseas that you don't see a lot, and you're like, hey, I want to see your smiling face. I mean, maybe Kennedy, but I don't need to look at him the whole time, look in his dreamy eyes. Maybe, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
That Ricky physique.
you'll get enough of me physically in Concave coming up.
Oh,
that's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. Hey,
2 days in a room with Kennedy.
And yeah, that is. We're going to be heading down to Concave coming up in the end of February. I think it was, what, the 24th or something like that?
21st through the 24th.
Yes, we're going to be down there. We're going to head out there. We're going to be down Thursday early. I think we are going to do our podcast on Friday. Haven't determined our time. Live podcast. We're going to move into a different room than we were last year. And then Simply Drunk's going to be... No, it's better audio. It's the audio where we... It's a cool-looking room, but the audio just reverbs badly. And then you've got too many weird... people playing D&D or old people that don't get what's going on, and they have their own fucking conversation, and you're just like, go away.
Well, it was also the food room.
Yeah,
so.
I know. We were kind of limited, but I thought it would be a cool room. It had a stage. We're gonna go to the basement again this year, which does really well. And then Simply Drunk's going to be on Saturday, and we're going to be drinking that whole weekend.
We need to figure out a group costume for the contest.
Yeah. You've already got your costume ready, so do you want to be Bubbles or me Bubbles? there, Joshua?
No, you got to be Julian. I got to be
my
Julian.
Hair don't look I like
think,
that anymore.
I think I could be Julian. I just would have to trim up my beard down to a goatee and I'd easily carry a whiskey.
I get binoculars and a blonde wig. But yeah, I can pull that off.
Or wait, I could do Randy. No, he's got a shaved face too. I can easily do Randy.
You're going to be shirtless?
I got to be shirtless in Mexico when I go down in 2 weeks, so I commit to it. I know I'm fat. I don't have to be embarrassed by it. Let everybody else look at it.
You're a better man than me. The only time I'm shirtless is when I'm fucking.
I know. The funny thing is like, I was like, we're going down to Mexico with a bunch of people from work. The one guy who's actually in really good shape is like, I'll be embarrassed. I'm going to wear my shirt. And I was like, I don't fucking care. I'm in a watering pool. I'll have my shirt off. It's not like people are like, oh my God, he's fat. No, you can tell I'm fat. It's nothing to hide. It's right there. You can lift up my shirt anytime and look what's underneath it. It's a mess.
You're a good mess. I wish I had your courage.
Well, that will bring us into the movie world, and one of the biggest notes coming out this week was Jason Reitman, son of Ivan Reitman, who worked on a little movie called Ghostbusters, said that he is planning and in development now of bringing, in essence, a sequel to the original two movies. And I hear that everybody is on board that is alive to come back for the movie.
Even Bill Murray?
Even Bill Murray. They said everyone is a go. I mean, this is coming from Ernie Hudson, so he's the guy waiting for a call. I would have. Dan Aykroyd's done Casper as a Ghostbuster, so I don't think Dan has any problem. But I mean, Bill, Ernie, and Dan were in the kind of reboot female version, right? I remember
it was all of them.
Yes,
it was all three of them. It was Bill, Ernie, and Dan Aykroyd.
Yes,
but Bill played some fucking like specialist ghost yeah. person.
They didn't play themselves. Yes.
And then Dan Aykroyd played a cab driver doing that stupid voice. And Ernie Hudson, surprise, played the one fucking relative to a black woman. Like, who didn't see that one going?
Oh, yeah. And then also Sigourney Weaver and Annie Potts were in the movie, too.
They were?
Yes. Sigourney Weaver, I think, was at the end. If you stayed for, like, she was, like, a federal agent, if I remember correctly.
Was she?
That was coming in and looking at their stuff. Yes.
So I want to see old Honey, I Shrunk the Kids guy. I want to see him come back.
He doesn't do anything.
He stopped because his wife died. His wife died, and he wanted to take care of his kids. But his kids are grown up now.
So from the word of Kennedy, he's saying, get over yourself. Your wife's been dead long enough.
Well, no, He did. He's done something recently.
He did.
It was on Reddit.
He did. He did the Goldbergs. He voiced Dark Helmet for one of their episodes.
See, but that's the only thing I know that he's done recently. Other than that, was like, but it was like for a charity event. They did the Strange Brew guys.
Oh yeah.
So I know he's done.
I think that's a movie that could be remade. I love that movie.
I've never seen it. Oh. But he's done voiceover work too.
Yes.
So, I mean, maybe, but I don't fucking know.
Are y'all excited by a possible sequel?
I don't give a fuck.
Right, you're not a fan of, I mean, your Ghostbusters is like past your time.
No, it was about, like, they came out, I want to say part two came out when I was like maybe 8, I think, or 7. I know the first one came out maybe right around the time I was 3 or 4.
It was 85 when the first one came out.
I watched both of them, and you know, Ghostbusters. So like, somebody texted me. I was like, oh yeah, they're coming out with a new Ghostbusters movie. Are you excited? I'm like, no.
So you're a little too young to really appreciate what Ghostbusters was.
I mean, the first one was fucking hilarious. I don't care. Like, it wasn't like. So, like, they were like, oh, but you dressed up as one for Halloween. I was like, yeah, that was a group thing, and I was the only one that got the
costume. Oh, no.
Well, I appreciate the remake coming out. I loved the Ghostbusters.
The female one?
No.
Well, this is not a remake. This is a sequel.
Well, you know what I mean.
It's a sequel to the originals.
Which, yeah, sequel to the original.
the lady that started the remake.
That is correct. Not everybody is excited about the new Ghostbusters. And Leslie Jones, who is big on Twitter, decided to get on Twitter and pretty much blame Trump for why Ghostbusters 3 is being made.
Even though that other one was a flop, and I won't say it wasn't funny. It just wasn't that funny.
No, you're right. It had some moments. It wasn't horrible. And
it kind of like made me laugh that Chris Hemsworth was like the funniest.
He was very funny in that one. Yeah. Which I think allowed where we went with Thor, because they're like, oh, he actually can be funny. We can work with this. And they had a big controversy because it being an all-female cast. Those actresses are really funny. They're good. I just felt like the script wasn't strong enough for them. Or maybe you do like you did in the original and kind of let them play off each other and see what they can come up with. But I don't know if they did that or not. And if you ever seen, and I've liked Paul Feig, but if you ever watch like the Joe McHale show when he shows up on that, which is now canceled, which I feel like Paul Feig might have been the reason why it was canceled. Every time he showed
Netflix
up.
Netflix cancels shows?
They do. I know. He was not funny in that. Like, he thinks he's funny. Maybe he writes funny. But sometimes he's not. So she got on
Twitter. What did he direct? He directed Bridesmaids?
No, that was Judd Apatow. He might have directed it, but Judd Apatow created it. He worked on, maybe he did, because he did Freaks and Geeks with Apatow also.
So it seems like he's just like riding the coattails of Judd Apatow.
Yeah. Now, what I did like, Other Space, he did that for Yahoo. And if you could ever catch it, it's actually very entertaining. Way more entertaining than The Orville, which is kind of on the same, which they took themselves. And it features the one girl who plays Supergirl. Not Supergirl, Wonder Girl on the new Titans series.
Is it me, or did The Orville become space comedy to space action drama or something?
Well, I always felt like when I watched it,
they tried to go serious with it.
They were always trying to go serious. When I watched the first few episodes, I was like, they don't know what they want to do. Like,
oh, because it was billed as a comedy.
It felt like it was supposed to be, and I think would have worked better. But when I watched it, I was like, they're making stupid jokes, but they're being too straight about it and too much character push that
right.
I can't get into the show. Mm-hmm. It's like people that watch everyone loves Raymond, and I'm like, I don't know why you watch that, but they do. Mm. Plus, it was like
Seinfeld.
The Seinfeld was huge. But let me get back to Leslie. She said, "So insulting, like fuck us, we didn't count. It's like something Trump would do." And she put in Trump voice, "Gonna redo Ghostbusters. Better with men will be huge. Those women ain't Ghostbusters." She says, "Ugh, so annoying. Such a dick move, and I don't give." Fuck, I'm saying something. Does she not understand that that movie is set in its own universe? And
I don't think she. I think she just wants to like. She's ignoring the fact the movie didn't make money, and it was like fucking critically fucking panned by everybody.
Yeah,
you know, and this is coming from somebody who watched the movie, and then I was like, all right, it's not that bad, but it just, you know, it just didn't make any money. Like, what do you want, like?
Yeah,
like what's so hard to understand? It has nothing to do about men or anything like that. It's so, you know, make a good fucking movie, and it would have sold. Like Bridesmaids was a good fucking movie.
It is,
and that was all females, and it was a funny comedy.
It is. No, you know what? I've heard men say that they didn't find it funny because they were women, and I was like, what is wrong with you?
That's just a sexist remark.
Yeah, I was like,
that's the same guys that are getting upset about the Gillette commercial. We'll just ignore them.
Yeah, it's like, if it's funny, it's funny. I don't care who you are.
I mean, to be honest, like, my own two cents was like, do you really need a commercial saying, like, you know, we got to make better men? Like,
yeah, I know.
Like, you know what? For everybody that says that, I look right at him and I'm like, fucking do we? Because these people are still acting like this shit.
They're always...
No matter what, you see, but that's the thing, though. A commercial's not going to fucking change the perception of how people, like... If anything, it's just going to make people mad because they're going to be like, well, what the fuck is Gillette trying to tell me how to raise my son?
The guy you're not changing is the one living in the trailer park who calls his son a fag because he likes a certain music and then beats him up and then expects his kid not to act like a bully at school. That's the person that's not going to change to it.
I thought it was the guy who fucking was videotaping his son doing makeup and stopped short. And the drink spilled on him. And the father was like, haha. And he's like, Dad, why'd you do that to me? And I thought that commercial was aimed at those people.
Which one's this?
Did you not see that? It's I'll try to find it. But basically, I'm going to say he's gay. And his father's in the truck, like, driving. And he's videotaping his son, like, recording him while he's doing makeup. And his son's, like posing in the camera or whatnot, uh-huh, and holding a drink. And the father just stops short. And the drink just splashes all over the fucking kid. And he loses it. And I'm like, that's fucked up. But it could have been worse. I'll tag you in it when we're done.
Like, okay.
Because I'm surprised you never saw this.
That was the dad being supportive of his kid doing this? Or
I'm thinking he's just like, you know what? I can't beat the shit out of him. I'm just going to do this to just like tell him to man up. And totally backfire him. But I'm pretty sure he saw the Gillette commercial and was like, fuck this commercial. Like,
don't tell me how to raise my son.
I like people say, I'm never using Gillette's product ever again. And I'm like, well, what the fuck else are you going to use?
No. Why would you use Gillette? I'm sorry. I love paying $80 for two razors. Thank you, Gillette. When you have to lock them up to sell them.
I just want to say it's a dad thing.
Go through the roof?
Yeah, I don't know if they did.
I mean, it's a two-sided coin, man. Like, you can't be that sensitive, but then again, like, stay in your fucking lane.
Exactly. Do you know what? If y'all wouldn't have responded about it, that ad would have just went away. But y'all are like, I'm getting offended.
I agree with Doc on that. Like, if anybody would have made fun of the commercial, it would have been better. But people got angry at it.
No, and they're like, I'm going to put it in my toilet and flush it away. You're not flushing your Gillette away.
Aren't you the same way? We'd be like, aren't you the same fucking, aren't you the same fucking company that made a commercial where a baby was like getting mobbed by women?
Yeah. I love those things.
The people that are getting offended by this are the ones calling everybody else pussies for getting offended by things.
Yep.
I would say like a good percentage is, not all of them are, but it's just funny. So.
Well, with the Fox Disney merger that is about to be finished up, there's a number of Fox property and movies in the Marvel universe that need a place to go. And Disney is apparently now trying to figure out what to do with these. Do you release them on the theaters? Do you send them straight to Hulu or and then some of these, they're probably rated R or PG-13. They're not going to go to the Disney Plus service. And one of those that they're asking about is the New Mutants, which has had many, many reshots, just like the X-Men Dark Phoenix. And rumors are coming down that maybe going to Hulu. Originally, this film was supposed to be released April of last year. And then it got delayed to supposed to be coming up February 22nd of this year and then pushed back again to August 2nd. They don't know what to do with it.
Just fucking put it on Hulu then, if that's the case.
That's what
I wish that Disney Plus had an adult
That's
option, like
what Hulu's going to be.
Okay.
Yeah. There are adult shows on Hulu. If you want to see a big, large penis, you go and you watch Future Man. It's a very large
pathetic prosthetic.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is. It's. I don't think it's real.
Can't, no, it can't be real.
Can't keep my eyes off of it. But no.
I totally forgot about that. I was watching the second season, and when he got out that fucking tub, I was like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah, that's what I did, too. I was like, oh, yeah, I remember. Their dick swapped, and now he's got Wolf's dick, which probably makes no sense to anybody that's not seen the show. Again, I stand by myself. I feel like Future Man Season 2 is a little slower. It's not holding my attention, but I've got to finish it. But I think I gave up on... The Runaways just kept feeling like a teen drama to me, and I just comic books so way better.
Yeah, it is. But back to this, I think you know what? You want a clean slate, just the merger, just put them on Hulu or sell the rights to Netflix or something, because like these movies are going to be held in limbo for nothing. And
they're shot, they're done, they're edited. Yeah, you're right. Just put them out somewhere.
Yeah, I kind of honestly feel that really New Mutants would have been a flop anyway. So just release it on.
I was kind of excited that they were taking a superhero movie and making it into kind of a horror movie.
Yeah, but
because we can't keep taking the these superhero properties and making superhero style movies. If you really want to expand how they are presented, put them in different. I mean, you're making Shazam look like big. That's a different. Yeah,
but that's in the realm of the fucking comic book, though. It's a kid who.
Yes. No, I understand, but it seems very big style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It fits the narrative. It just fits that hero. He's basically big if it was a superhero. It works.
Now, I swear, now watching Shazam, he's got to get beat up so bad that he wants to not do it anymore. Like, pull the Peter Parker, is it worth it? Because it's a fucking kid. I mean, if you get your ass beat as a little kid, you're going home crying. And if they don't do that scene, fuck you, DC. Fuck you. And I still see Chuck from from Chuck, so I have a hard time watching this. It's the same thing with they're not really sure about X-Men Dark Phoenix, if this is actually going to get released to the theaters or just somehow released out one day. And so does this mean all these Fox things that they've been working on are dead? And what are those?
I really do think so. I really think they're just like, you know what? We got to, you know, in order for you to reintroduce this universe, you're going to have to just throw away what you have now. And I think the smart money is like, you know what? Release these movies and we're just going to reboot everything, reintroduce everything so that everything's in the same universe. And that's it. Because look at it. They did it with Spider-Man. They fucking rebooted Spider-Man for the second time.
Speaking of Spider-Man, the new trailer came out. What's y'all's thoughts on it?
I don't know. It looks okay. I'm kind of getting the funny feeling like Mysterio is like trying to pretend to be a hero.
That's what I got out of it.
And then someone else kind of was like, well, it is Mysterio. Maybe that's not really Nick Fury. Maybe that's Mysterio pretending to be Nick Fury.
Ooh. But, no, I think that is Nick, because what is that music? Are you playing a Switch game?
Who, me?
Kennedy.
No, I'm sorry. I'm turning.
Oh, okay.
Coming up to the...
Your truck makes a sound.
I'm coming up to my delivery spot.
Okay. All right. So you may step away for a second, understand?
No, I'm stopping for the night.
Oh, okay.
I don't deliver till 2 in the morning, so...
Oh, my God. Jesus, Lord. That's late. Now I'm completely lost. What was I saying?
The Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, yeah. No, because wouldn't he... Well, they're not really sure why he gets his Spidey sense. Like, they showed it in Infinity War, but he didn't show it in his first movie. So when Nick kind of shows up, if he was a Mysterio as a threat, wouldn't he have felt that?
Not really, because he's under the impression that, you know, that's fucking Nick Fury. And remember,
but he
like,
doesn't. But he would have, I'm saying, like, felt it before if there's a threat to him.
Yeah, well, if a guy's pretending to be someone else that he knows, but is not trying to attack him, I don't think it works that way. I could be wrong, but. It's a good theory, and I kind of, like,
you know what?
Makes sense, though.
I didn't think about it, and I approve of this theory. Because that would make more, because he's an actor. Mysterio could make himself look like, and I think the elementals are what he produces.
Yeah.
Which the funny thing is I like saw a Deadline post about it, and they're like, he seems to have the power. Doctor Strange, and I was like, obviously someone posting this has no clue about the story of Mysterio. Yeah. Read a comic book, nerds. I feel like you're getting way too much Zendaya or whatever her name is. Oh, that Mary Jane character is just horrible.
But she's not really Mary Jane, though.
Oh, no, I understand that. She's going by MJ. But that character is horrible. Like, that first interaction they show, and he was just like, you're pretty. Oh, great. So that means my worth. I was like, fuck you. Are you going to start complaining about if they're going to let us in the party because of what we look like? Fuck you. Sorry, I don't. Just her acting just grates me every time. And that was a, if you don't know, that was making fun of The Greatest Showman, which he really wasn't. He did some bad stuff, too. But Kennedy likes the music. No, I stand by my theory that if you edit her out of the original movie, she does not change the plot of the movie one bit.
She doesn't. She's like a hobo, like, homeless girl that just, like, insults people.
Yeah, she just randomly, and I'm like, you know, and then, like, Flash end, like, Thompson has more interaction of who he is than she is, and she's just like, yes, David Peter.
That's another thing. Like, Flash Thompson is an Indian kid?
Yeah, they wanted to flip the script on, like, the ethnicity of a lot of the characters.
Like, it does not work. It doesn't work.
Because, well, I mean, well, think about, well, but he kind of now reminds, if you've watched Sex Education on Netflix, very good series if you've not seen it, plus you get to see some titties and all that kind of stuff. There's the gay Indian.
Was that a werewolf?
I don't know what that was. There's the gay Indian kid who's the popular kid, but as we all know, they're only popular based upon the ridicule they do to others, but nobody else wants to hang with them.
Okay, that's England. Fucking Miss Flash Thompson's like a fucking smart person.
Yeah.
Who, you know, that doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
He's a fucking tall, fucking muscular, blonde hair, blue,
yes,
white boy.
Yes.
Who's a bully.
Like, it's like if M. Night Shyamalan was just like, hey, I want to be in a Spider-Man movie.
I remember watching, he's like, Flash Thompson. I'm like, wait a minute, what? Does that kid even look like his last name is Thompson?
No, he doesn't. Maybe he's adopted. I don't know.
It doesn't work. I'm sorry. But, you know,
why not? Why would you not make him your stereotypical big guy, blonde hair? Because everybody hates the white guys now anyway. Just that's who you're going to be.
Yeah, just stick a magna.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's fucking, I mean, whatever, man. Like, he's not even that important. So it's not like we're going to get Agent Venom.
No, we're not. I could go, oh my God, I couldn't see it with that character. But yes, if you want to see a good introduction of Flash Thompson, Agent Venom, very good story. Check it out if you've not. Are we excited by Spider-Man?
I mean, I want to see where this goes. I kind of groaned when I heard the plot of it. But you know what? And like I said, the first one wasn't that bad. Like, honestly, the kid fucking, his best friend was annoying to the point where I was like, all right, this movie kind of sucks. But let's see what they do with this one. I can't hate on it, but I'm not super duper excited. And once again, it fucking comes out on my birthday.
So what does that mean?
Spider-Man's always coming out on my fucking birthday.
Oh, I don't know. There's something about your birthday that... Do you feel like they should have waited on this trailer until after Endgame?
No, because I think we know as people that go to the movies, is like, that's not the end all be all. Like, Spider-Man ain't dying.
So, no, yeah, we do know that. I mean, so when you've already announced, like, a Spider-Man movie, a Doctor Strange movie, another Black Panther movie. They haven't announced another Iron Man movie, though. So you're all kind of wondering.
But we kind of were never getting another Iron Man movie. They were like, he's kind of, they got to give that man like fucking a buttload of money just to fucking be in the movies that he's not the main star in. So,
well, and they've got a bad taste in their mouth with him anyways after the whole comic book shit.
What comic book shit?
Yeah.
When he lost his shit and tried to sue Marvel because he said that they were using his likeness for Tony Stark.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that one.
You don't remember that?
No.
No, I don't.
It was like a big fucking, it was a big deal. That happened before Infinity War. He was like pissed trying to say that they stole his image and wasn't paying him for it. Everybody was like, I was just saying that they picked him for Tony Stark because he looked like Tony Stark, not the other way around.
Oh, and he was an alcoholic.
Yeah.
When I heard they had booked him, I was like, that's a good pick. because he's got problems. He knows what. But they've never really dealt with that, though.
I'll say this, though. Once he became Iron Man, they gimmicked, like, especially with the Avengers, the Mighty Avengers, they mimicked his voice.
Yes.
For every Tony Stark. Because I was like, why does this sound like fucking Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark? So I'll give him that. But I just Googled it, and I don't see anything about him suing. So
Kennedy, can you do some research and put that on the Facebook
page? After we get off here, I'll look it up.
I appreciate it. Okay. Well, to go back about in regards to Fox properties and what to do with them, one movie that is supposedly dead, and the only person that wants it back on is Gambit, and now Channing Tatum wants to direct the movie to get it done. And I say to Channing, your wife doesn't want you. Why do you think the rest of us want you and a Gambit movie?
Burn.
I'll be here all night. hey, that joke did better than my Loki thing from last week. if you didn't hear that one, go back and listen to Josh just quietly sit there and go, yeah, that didn't work. this is one of the properties that seems to be dead, and now with the director Doug Liman and Gore Verbinski stepping down as the directors.
They wanted the guy who directed Pirates of the Caribbean and The Fucking Rain to direct Gambit?
Yep.
Now what the fuck?
Now Tatum wants to do it and feels like he could step up. And here's the thing. This is the movie.
I see what you just did there, you motherfucker.
Now, the one thing that he wants this movie to be, he wants it to be a rom-com.
Why?
He says, he uses that term loosely in the same term that they use the term Western for Logan. I didn't really see Logan as a Western. Did you?
Kinda.
Okay.
Yeah, I could see that.
But, yeah, he wants it to be a rom-com. Gambit.
Wait, come on. Did you plan that little saying?
No, that was the top of my head. And when you're popping, I'm now trying to go back and go, what did I just say that made him pop? Because I have no clue. What did I say? Now I'm completely confused.
You say, I guess he wants to step up. What's the
movie? Oh, God. You're right.
Oh, God. I didn't catch that either.
No, I didn't. That's funny. I'm glad you caught that reference that I did not mean to make.
And nope. I'm trying to be a comedian.
No pun. There was no pun intended on that one. All right. So, are you guys excited by a romantic comedy Gambit movie?
I'm not even excited for a Gambit movie.
No.
I mean, did they try to do... No, never mind. I'm thinking of the wrong thing. Never mind.
Like, when you watch X-Men Last Stand and Gambit shows up, where you're like, that was awesome.
That wasn't Last Stand. It was Wolverine Origins.
Oh, see? We don't even remember what fucking movie he showed up in. And that's not even the best part of Wolverine. It's the beginning with Deadpool and all the rest of Weapon X and stuff.
Yes.
Not with Gambit. Somebody was bringing up the fact that...
I love how in the new Deadpool, Deadpool goes back and kills that Deadpool.
In the movie, yeah. Yes, because it was horrible. And why do you have a scene at the end where you have three people that can't be killed fighting each other? I'm like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen here. Oh, nobody really loses. Oh, good job. All right, guys. Well, we've got some news. A lot of it is Netflix. First thing to come out is Steve Carell is coming back, and he's looking to make a TV show based upon the old Trump thing of Space Force. Going to be protecting the Earth, I guess, is what Trump wanted to do with Space Force, and it's going to be a workplace comedy with Steve Carell.
Oh, yay, The Office in space.
Why don't you just do
that's
Office?
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Which makes me sad, because there was a show based upon a book called Red Shirts, which they were planning on making it, and I don't know what has gone to it, and it's, I mean, the book's very funny. It's It's about these people that are on kind of like the Enterprise Star Trek and come to realize that they are actually characters from this original series, but they think they're in real world. I can't get into it, but it's good. If you ever can find a copy, which is pretty easy, read Red Shirts. I don't know. Hey, when you guys watch a movie with Steve Carell and he's trying to be serious, do you have a hard time watching it? Like, taking him serious?
God, I can tell you exactly. He was in a very fucking serious movie and I could not take him. Like, his serious acting is not very good.
It's not. I was watching Welcome to Marwen, and when he's trying to be serious or things pain him, I'm like, you've done this on The Office, and it's the same way you're acting, but you did one for laughs. Do you not know how to be serious?
What exactly was the premise of that movie? Was he beaten up because he was Jewish or because he was gay?
He's neither. He was beaten up because he likes wearing women's shoes, and he went to a bar.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, he went to a bar and got drunk.
Wait. So he's not gay?
He's not gay, no. He likes women.
Why did he like wearing women's shoes?
He said they're comfortable, and he likes the way he's a cross-dresser, I guess, but only really shoes. He said, and if you read about the guy, he wore fishnets and stuff. But yeah, I got beat up.
He's not gay.
He's not gay. You don't have to be gay and wear women's clothes. I know,
but I'm sorry. Oh man, that's fucked up. I'm going to hell.
Yeah, because that's what I said when I went and saw the movie. After I came back, I was like, "Well, I kind of wish somebody would have told me this movie was about a cross-dresser that plays with dolls after he got beat up, because that's really what the story is about."
Yeah, pretty much. That's weird.
It is. It's not a bad movie. Visually, it's pretty cool with the way they did the dolls and everything else. But yeah, no, true story. Guy likes wearing shoes, and some idiots at a bar started making fun of him and then beat his ass, beat him so bad that he lost all his previous memories and he couldn't draw. He was like an artist that did World War II stuff and turned his habits into taking photos of dolls and everything. And it was a way for him to murder the bad guys that hurt him and everything else. It's not a bad movie. Not great. Not a bad movie.
See, the problem is he hasn't had that movie that can give him that serious acting.
But he's
like
done
Jim Carrey.
He's done serious movies.
Well, didn't he get like fucking Academy Award like
nomination
for this? No, not a like nomination, but for the one that he got now where the son's a fucking drug addict. I think The Good Boy, whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think won one, right? He hasn't won a...
No, he's never been nominated or, like, because that's what they were doing with Foxcatcher. That was the one I saw.
Oh, God,
and
yeah.
I was like, I'm like, what the fuck? Did they really think this was good acting? Because this is not good acting. Like, he just...
And those movies seem like Oscar bait movies is what they do.
They were, but, you know, when fucking you're fucking acting across Channing Tatum and he's doing a better job than you, you know...
Let's see. He for the Golden Globes, he was nominated for The Battle of Sexes, The Big Short, Foxcatcher, and then obviously The Office. He was nominated for Foxcatcher for the Academy Awards.
He was?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, and also he did win for Foxcatcher. With the AARP Movies for Grown Up Awards.
Oh, so old people like this
shit. I didn't even know that was a thing. And the fact that you name it for Grown Up Awards. movies your parents or grandparents would like. AARP. Jesus Christ. Well, just like movies your parents would watch, your grandparents would watch. They probably don't understand that Netflix feels that Fortnite is their competition. And they talk about it after their recent price hike. They don't say HBO or Hulu or Disney Plus or Amazon is their direct competition. No! It's fucking backpack dancing Fortnite and Ninja and all that is what... Are you guys playing Fortnite?
The ADHD kids are now playing Fortnite instead of watching 300 hours of Netflix? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, because I think anybody under 18 is not paying for a Netflix subscription, first of all. And so, like, you're not really losing out. I mean, really, does it matter how much they watch as long as they got their money? Isn't that correct?
Maybe.
I would say so, but...
Yeah, like, I'm sorry. I'm not going to sit there and play Fortnite. I don't like Fortnite. I mean, I'd rather... I'm about to finish up the original Red Dead Redemption. I'm excited. Finally going to figure out...
I literally stopped playing that.
I was like almost... Well, here was the frustrating part. Like, you got to kill Bill, and like that's the first person, and I'm taking forever. I'm like, is anybody going to help me kill Bill? Because I know that's one of the things I got to do before I even get to Dutch, and I've done too much shit, and I've not seen Bill. And everybody keeps going, oh, I know where Bill's at. Oh, we lied to you. We let you just... I mean, it was like everybody lies to John, and then like, come help us. Help us overthrow this government. And now we want you to run our rebel government. But now we want you to kill those soldiers that you helped. I'm just like, but I'm going to beat it. I did never finish it. I'm going to beat it since I did the first or second game. I'm going to do this one.
I'm still like that poor, smelly old homeless guy that I got to rob graves. That's the last part I left off.
Oh, God, you're still way behind because you don't find Bill. They go, we know where he's at. He ain't fucking there. And then when you finally meet Bill, it's like randomly, and then they're like, oh, boom, you're dead. What? Where did Hosea come from? No, Hosea's dead. Javier just randomly just, okay. Anyway, Red Dead Redemption. But I don't play these fucking Fortnite games. Like, you guys are not playing Fortnite, right?
Huh?
I said, what? You're not playing Fortnite. I mean, if you have a choice between... I know this may be bad because I've already heard your opinion on it. Watching Punisher Season 2, Joshua, or playing Fortnite, what are you going to do?
Watching Punisher Season 2, okay. But
you weren't really
my
happy.
Eyes closed.
You weren't really happy with it.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah, but speaking of that, outside of Punisher 2, what have you recently watched? You've been on a BBC kick.
Yeah, I finished Sex Education.
Thoughts on that quickly?
I think I had reservations. I kind of saw the trailer. You know how like Netflix shows the trailers, and I was like, I don't think I want to watch this. But surprisingly, I was first surprised that it was longer than 30 minutes. Second, I was laughing my ass off, even at some of the shit that I kind of was like, what the fuck? Is this a problem for British people? And also, I too was wondering what year it was.
So yeah, if you've not watched the series, these kids wear clothes that are very 80s style. The music they listen to is mid 80s to early 90s. I mean, I don't think they're going to be playing NXS at house parties of kids today. Maybe British kids are a little weird. I don't know.
But they have computers and like iPhones.
They got cell phones. What I read is they wanted to harken back to John Hughes-style movies, and that's why they dressed the way they did. Also, how long did it take them to get anywhere? I felt like they were having to walk at least 5 miles to everything they did.
Yeah, that was kind of weird, too. I also, you know, on the serious notion for the show, there was the main character, I don't know if, like, at one point he doesn't know if he likes boys or girls, but then he realizes he likes girls, but then... He's traumatized from his father cheating on his mother and the arguing and stuff like that. So he can't get it hard and shit. Like, very weird. And I was I know you saw that. I put this on Twitter. I'm like, who the fuck gets like traumatized by that?
Well, you got to realize his mom after he saw that and then goes, oh, and by the way, sometimes sex can hurt a relationship. And now he's like, oh, sex is bad. I can't get off.
I guess.
Just fuck the skinny girl. Just that's all you gotta do. Just
fuck the fucking technical porn girl wanted to give him the pussy.
And you know what also that with her, I don't think she would have a hard time finding somebody to fuck. Somebody's gonna fuck her.
Yeah.
She wasn't that bad. Like, there's gonna be some dirty, disgusting guy that's like, I'll fuck you, I don't care.
Yeah, Yeah, that fucking fat kid was trying to do the voice, and I'm like, what is going on right now? But to me, you know, to me, the star of the fucking show for me is the gay black kid's father. Because I'm like, this guy must really hate gay people. And he's like, I don't hate gay people. I just want you to be safe.
Yeah, I know. I felt so endeared to him. It was just like, at first you felt like he was judging him and stuff. And he was just like, I want you to be safe. I don't want you. And then I was like, also, are we hiding everything from his mom? Because every time let's get this fixed before your mom.
Yeah, it was just so funny. Good show. And what the fuck else? That's about it. I don't have anything else. I've been bored watching stuff. I just finished some other shit with the Fyre Festival. Apparently they made two documentaries.
Yeah, Hulu and Netflix both have a documentary. Which one's better?
I would say if you want to know the badness of the guy, do the Hulu one.
Okay.
But if you just want to see the absurdity of the fucking festival from beginning to end, just watch the Netflix one.
Okay.
But I enjoyed the Hulu one because apparently they interviewed the guy. And I was like, wait, isn't he supposed to be in jail? But apparently Hulu offered him money, into which he...
used it to get out?
He used it as a bargaining chip to get money from the people that were making the Netflix one.
Okay.
So I read about this. The guy was like, well, Hulu's giving me $200,000. You got to give me $250,000. And they were like, well, dude, you ripped off a lot of fucking people. We don't feel right giving you money to interview.
Yeah, exactly.
So then he called them back and he's like, all right, I'll knock it down to like $100,000. Like, no. And also you get a real sense of how much of a piece of shit Ja Rule is too.
Oh,
so
wow.
Please watch this these documentaries. They're very good.
Definitely got to check it out. We both recommend Sex Education if you haven't seen it. It's very good.
Yeah, very good.
I'm going to be, I guess, finally watching Punisher 2, see if it starts going down the trail of all the other season 2s of the Marvel Netflix series outside of Daredevil.
I honestly think they stopped giving up. They were like, oh, you know they're probably going to cancel us. Really? All right, let's just do whatever the fuck we want.
But sometimes that works.
It didn't work with this one. And, like, at some point, you got to go, like, seriously, this fucking guy hasn't died yet.
No.
Like, there's one part in this show where I'm like, all right, you got to die. Like, you can't survive this.
So he gets hurt a lot, I guess, in this season.
I want to say the one scene, when you see it, you'll be like, oh, this was what he asked. This is what Josh was talking about. You kind of have to go, like, come on.
Nah.
Like, I'm watching it. I'm like, all right, what's going to happen here? He's got to die. Like, come on.
Yep, he keeps surviving. It's like playing playing Red Dead Redemption. And you're like, there's no way you keep surviving all this. You've been shot a bunch of times. No, take some of this herbs and stuff.
Damn it, Dutch.
Well, Amazon is bringing another comic book series from Image. Based upon the comic book series 6, they're calling it 13. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's weird. What is this comic book about?
It's about a sci-fi thriller about a cold-blooded alien agent who comes to Earth to track down and bring back 12 alien defectors. I think it's 6 in the comic book. And as a result of her actions, she starts to experience the same things that infected the others, like human emotions, feelings, joy, anger, love, and hate for the first time in her life. She decides to stay on Earth to find the truth the 12 was seeking before her own emotional awakening transforms her and ultimately destroys her.
Wait, so do these aliens look like aliens? Or?
They look like humans. Yep.
He might have dropped his phone.
No, I didn't drop the phone. My fucking... Sorry. my Bluetooth headphones.
Oh, 6.
Difficulty, sorry.
In the comic books, I haven't read the comic book. It came out in 2004. I was actually looking it up on Hoopla, but I don't think they've got it. The name comes from Agent 6, and as she is... Well, actually, it's a he, is trying to hunt down the other... defectors of a rogue group, and then I guess starts to find human emotions and stuff, and now this may become an issue for them.
Okay.
That may be interesting. We'll have to wait and see. All right, then. And that brings us to our last segment, which is video games, like we were talking about with Red Dead Redemption 2. Apparently, the real Pinkertons aren't happy with the video game. They're saying they're being portrayed in a bad light. They don't like it. They want Rockstar Games. They sent them a cease and desist notice claiming that they have used the company's trademark and without permission, and it's going to tarnish their reputation.
Wait, does Pinkerton still exist?
I guess they do.
But
here's the thing is every single video game starts out the exact same way and says any, like, you know, coincidences or anything like that is, you know, it's not their fault. So that's going to stop all the legal action right there.
Well, when I see the Pinkerton show up on Peaky Blinders, they don't seem to be really nice. Just like they're not really nice. I mean, they're trying to do a job, and they're allowed to pretty much skirt the law and do whatever it does to get whatever criminals are stopping them.
I remember in fucking Deadwood, he was like, "We don't want the goddamn Pinkertons coming."
No,
they didn't want
the new government to show up, and they didn't want the Pinkertons because that was gonna fuck things up, cocksuckers. They've been portrayed in, as you said, Deadwood, American Outlaws, and the Long Riders. I was about to say Long Ranger, but no. And also apparently mentioned in Bioshock Infinity. I don't really remember them, but I guess.
Hey, I don't remember that either.
No. And then Rockstar was like, wait, you used it other places. The Pinkertons are historical context, so there shouldn't be any issues.
I don't understand, like, what in what kind, like, it's like saying, oh, cola, like,
yeah,
like, I don't, like, what exactly were they trying to say? Like, oh, they're using our likeness, like, what? They're just saying the name Pinkerton,
exactly. They're not saying any particular real person. Rockstar went ahead and are suing back the Pinkertons in federal court to block the potential lawsuit under claims that Red Dead Redemption 2 has First Amendment protection. The game is what they consider a historically accurate recreation of the 19th century frontier, and feel like they should acknowledge the presence of Pinkertons, which you've seen movies and stuff that include them. So it makes sense that they would be dealing with outlaws.
It's based on fictional America.
Correct. Like, yeah, because, I mean, it shouldn't take you 5 hours on a horse to get from New Orleans to, like, the peaks of Colorado. Or something. Yeah. But you get to do it. Guess what, guys? He's still not done. You know who it is. Yeah, that's right. Soulja Boy's still not done with his video game system. And now you can a PS Vita kind of version. He says it's an HD screen that is apparently a Soulja Boy doesn't understand what HD screen means. 480 by 2.
Soulja Boy understands a lot.
And 480 by 272 resolution. Kennedy, is that HD?
Definitely not.
No, it's standard definitions, much known by everybody. It's called the Soulja Game Handheld, and you can buy it on. It's up for sale on Soulja Watch merch website for $100. Though no mentions of any compatible games with it. We talked about the, I forgot what he called it, that Xbox One, Soulja game that he released. Looks like an Xbox One with PS controllers that they said is completely shitty. Yeah. Not only
no, I thought his handheld thing is actually getting, well, too evidently.
Really?
Yeah, like the screen was decent. Evidently the battery life sucked. Like, the games were quality. I mean, it was evidently really nice.
This is not the only thing that he has got on the site if you're looking for some nice rip-off stuff. Some Apple AirPods, a Soulja Pad tablet, and some kind of Apple Watch lookalike and smartphones. Which comes preloaded.
So this motherfucker's going to the web.
Yes.
And just download.
Apparently does come preloaded. Crank that on the smartphone with your ringtone. So you get it. You don't even have to go hunt it down. You get that song with it.
I'm trying to find an interview where they press him about it.
Right.
So you can play it on this show.
Yeah.
There's so many right now that are trying to take that game system to GameStop to try and trade it in. Now, stuff's like, no, this is like illegal, right? Like, we're not.
Now, we all still kind of in agreement that there's not been a good video game movie. Now, there's been good movies that are connected to video games or built around the world, like Wreck-It Ralph or something. But no true adaptation of a video game has been made. Do we all agree? Or does somebody want to challenge that theory?
No, because the way you worded it made me not want to challenge it.
Okay. So I've got a list of upcoming movies and based upon video game. And let's just roll through it and think, will this work or will this not work? First one, which is the big date coming out May 10th, Pokemon Detective Pikachu.
No.
You don't think it's going to work?
I don't care if you put Ryan Reynolds in it. It's not going to work.
It looks cute as fuck.
I think it's going to work.
I think it's going to work, too. I think it's going to make money. It looks cute. And if Ash...
because people will just throw money at it to fucking say they saw it.
Well, I mean, yes. But, I mean, again, people will go see shitty movies. Transformers is a good example of that. Movies will make a lot of money. Aquaman is another reason for that. No, I'm just fucking with Aquaman. But
I tagged you in, Doc.
Oh, thank you. Suicide Squad is one that made money and was shitty. I don't know. Can anybody answer me this? If Ash was supposed to be a huge Pokemon fan and everything, so why did he have to pull out his deck to check every Pokemon he found? Shouldn't he at least
be the very best? And
he never got them all, though. He never got them all.
The Capstone was his real test. The train them was his goal.
He never got them all.
He did have to use a Pokedex because it never says that he's an expert. He starts out in the village. He's I think 12 years old is what he starts out as, maybe 13.
Right.
The story is that his dad was into Pokemon, for Ash himself, he wasn't anything. I mean, he started out, with nothing. So
interesting. He didn't. From what I remember, he didn't do very well in competition, right? He never won any major competitions.
No,
I mean he got his badges and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Next movie, Angry Bird.
He won the Mewtwo championship. So
Angry Birds movie 2. Did anybody go see the first one?
Nope.
All right. That's coming out on August 16th of this year. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Flop.
Live action movie adaptation. That's coming out in November.
I've seen the images from it. No, it's not.
Movies that were confirmed but don't have release date. We have Assassin's Creed 2. Again, did anybody go see the first one? Whoa, shit.
I saw the first one and I was like, this is not really a very good video game.
So we've got Borderlands. Do you think Borderlands could work?
No.
I don't think a lot of people would get that concept. Like, unless Handsome Jack is like the villain.
It's fucking Mad Max is what they would think that is.
Like there's some very interesting characters. I think if they do it over the top and it may work. Call of Duty.
That would work.
What the fuck is...
You could do like fucking the first Black Ops.
Now, right now, Sicario 2 director is set to direct this. If you've not seen Sicario 2, it's actually a pretty good movie.
Sheridan?
What's that?
No, Tyler Sheridan wrote Sicario.
Yeah, this is the director. Stefano Salima? The first one's really good. If you've not seen Sicario, go check out
the
Sicario.
The second one was good, too.
It wasn't bad. I enjoyed it.
They do the Black Ops line, like Josh is saying. I think this movie may work. But
you know what's a really good fucking game? And I know it's been in developmental hell. Fucking Dead Space. If they could make fucking Dead Space,
they could do a Dead Space. Yeah,
they could fucking make it. That would be an awesome fucking game to movie.
We've had because it's been a while since we've had any kind of real space sci-fi horror movies.
And also, you know what? Fuck it, reboot Resident Evil.
And there are talks of that. Maybe we'll get down to it. Carmen Sandiego. Because apparently we're getting the Netflix series. Now they're going to be making a live action.
That was a TV show, wasn't it?
Yeah, you're right. I don't know if they...
It's a game show.
MoviePass has partnered with Atari to produce Centipede and Missile Command.
As a movie?
Like two different movies.
Didn't we do this in
that
Pixels?
Sounds like the battle.
Yes, we did do that in Pixels, and Pixels is not a good movie.
Hey, I enjoyed it.
Contra is getting a live-action film in China. Not sure about that.
I can see if they go over the top ridiculous China movie with it. Yes.
Ridiculous China movie.
But I'm sorry, Contra's two white guys, and I don't see Asian people. Don't yellow wash my video games, China.
Oh, I thought one of them is. I don't one fucking of them was
know.
Asian.
I don't know. Is it? Are they? I don't know.
Is he Asian or Mexican?
I never was playing it going, oh, these seem like Asian or Mexicans. They felt like they were two white guys, one with brown hair and one with blonde hair. I don't know. The Division. Deadpool director David Leitch is set to helm the adaptation with Jessica Chastain and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yes, that can be a movie. That'll work.
Do you think?
Yeah, I felt playing the game, I felt like it would be a better movie.
I feel like I'm going to be like
beat
what
that fucking game.
I feel like I'm going to watch the movie, and just like the game, I'm going to be get up about 3/4 into it and go, I'll go do something else. Duke Nukem! Gearbox Software is reportedly teamed up with Assassin's Creed movie producers to adapt a Duke Nukem movie. And right now,
yes.
John Cena is rumored to star.
Oh.
No.
2016, Firewatch was announced to be adapted into a movie. I didn't really play that game.
I don't even know which game you're talking about.
It's kind of a game you're a park ranger. And you're supposed to be on Firewatch, and you're getting these weird messages, and you're moving around, and what's going on. Blumhouse, which if you watch any of the Hulu series of them releasing them every month, understand they suck. They're making Five Nights at Freddy's 5 years too late, I'd say. I'm always amazed I still see stuff being made for Five Nights at Freddy's. I was like, didn't that already wear itself off? It's Fortnite now, and I think you've, it's like...
Oh, my daughter plays the Five Nights Freddy games.
All right. Fruit Ninja, because that's what we needed. It's going to be a live-action family comedy.
What? Why could it say, hey, you're a fucking ninja who cuts a fruit. Your mission is to cut the most holiest of fruits. Bang. Did your job for you. Where the fuck does a family come into this?
I don't know. Some of these I hope just never happen. Gears of War.
That should have been a movie like fucking 10 years ago.
Under Universal. Yeah. The guy who wrote XXX Return of Xander Cage is the screenwriter for this. And right now they're hoping Dave Bautista will play Marcus Phoenix.
Yeah, that
works. There's talks of J.J. Abrams picking up and working on either producing or directing Half-Life.
Nah.
Heavy Rain. This talks of New Line working on that and bringing it out.
Heavy Rain is a
No,
it is a fucking movie.
That's like saying, oh, we're gonna make fucking. You know what you should do? Make The Last of Us a fucking film.
Oh my god, I'd watch the fuck out of that.
Ubisoft wants to release Just Dance as a movie.
Ubisoft needs to die.
Apparently, this was announced in 2007, which originally was set to star Jamie Foxx. This is not Just Dance, but another Jamie Foxx and Bruce Willis, Kanan Lynch. But nothing. There was talks of in 2013, Gerard Butler and Vin Diesel were in talks in the lead.
No, I didn't play that. Wasn't Kanan Lynch a offshoot of Driver?
Oh, I don't know.
Because I think Kane came from Driver.
Oh, interesting.
Wasn't it? What'd you say? Jamie Foxx. Right?
Yeah, 2007. That's who we're set.
Jamie Foxx was supposed to play the crazy one.
I see it in Baby Driver. Speaking of, Edgar Wright says he is working on Baby Driver 2. I don't know.
What?
I don't know what story needs to be told. I felt like we wrapped it all up. Everything went well.
Yeah, that's. I don't know about that.
I mean, Spacey's didn't.
Well, he wasn't coming back to the movie anyway. Unless there was another young lead he could touch. Oh.
I'm not saying his character's dead, so.
Well, his acting career is dead, too.
Not really, because he acted as Frank.
Yeah, he wasn't getting a point of what he was doing. Neil Druckmann is wanting to create The Last of Us, but no studios picked up the script that he has. Mass Effects.
I was actually going to suggest. I think that should definitely be a movie.
But right now, Legendary Pictures has picked up the deal in 2011, but after they broke up with Warner Bros. 2013, Nobody's sure what's going on. Mega Man apparently was talked about in 2013.
That should have been out. Movies that, like, you know what? I blame Super Mario Brothers from fucking all these.
let's keep going. Have anybody, so right now, you feel like what, Gears would work? The Division?
Deadly.
But we haven't, then Dead Space is not one of them, though.
But it would.
We do know we're getting Minecraft the movie.
Why?
It's fucking stupid.
And it's going to tell the story of a teenage girl trying to save the world from an ender dragon. Minecraft the movie. We already talked about Missile Command from MoviePass, which is, as Josh would say, going to flop. Monster Hunter by the pair of Paul W.S. Anderson and his wife Mila Jovovich and Ron Perlman are going to be in it.
See, that could be a good...
Yeah, no.
I don't think it could be a good movie.
You don't think it could be a good movie? I don't think it could be either.
No, I don't think it could be a good movie, but I think it could be a good anime.
Oh, well, yeah, because it seems very Japanese with the big swords and all that. Yes, I think it could work like that. I'm not going to watch it. I couldn't get into the game. It was just like, no. Monument Valley, I've never played that game. I guess they're trying to...
Is there talk of a Witcher movie?
Oh, that's a TV series. Henry Cavill.
It did come out of a movie, but it was like from like Europe, I think.
Oh, really?
Right?
Yes. Another talk is Portal, possibly again, J.J. Abrams being connected to it.
Oh, boy.
Ubisoft and Timmy Wan saying they're going to make movies. Rabbit, because that's all we want. They're hoping that the guy with Robot Chickens will work on it and create a look for it. Michael B. Jordan, apparently, to star in Rainbow Six games or movies.
Okay. Oh, that sounds that's, good.
But that's not far off. I mean, Clancy.
You're right, not. I mean, that's far really.
Why haven't we gotten a Spurson movie? That's wild, you know?
No talk to that. We were talking about Resident Evil being rebooted. Director Jonas Robert, who did 47 Meters Down, and set for getting production in 2019. I don't think we... Unless we actually kind of build it off the real story of the game, but not do, like, we're going to make our own story and make our own and do different things because we don't want to do it like the video game.
What's bad is I liked the first Resident Evil. I kind of liked that one, but then they went so far away from anything similar that...
Well, the third one was, I think, where it started. The second one was set in Raccoon City, and all
that's
that
years watching movies where Mike Epps dies, so I never watched part three.
He died in three?
That's weird tick.
I always thought it was funny. The funniest thing of Mike Epps in the second one when he runs over the zombie and goes, GTA, motherfucker! But that's funny.
Like, who's that? Who said? Yeah, I watched the stand-up. Like, the funniest is I'm in a meeting where they're like, you know, we hide our movie on fucking zombie box.
They got a he had a new stand-up on Netflix. It's pretty good.
Everybody has a stand-up on it. I think Josh was releasing one in a couple weeks.
Yeah, fuck, Doc, why'd you ruin it?
I know.
I'm nerd folks so
much. Apparently, 2010 Roller Coaster Tycoon was in Sony Pidge Animation, was looking to do it by the guy who directed or worked on the Karate Kid remake, because that was a good movie. Scott Pilgrim producer Mark Platt is looking to do Shinobi.
Ooh.
2007, 20th Century Fox was talking about The Sims, and I think that's it now.
Oh. These are games that really nobody was like, oh, I really want to see this movie.
How would you do The Sims?
Yeah, like...
It's a family comedy. You're just doing a comedy and you threw The Sims on. Sleepy Dogs. It's apparently been in development since 2007. Donnie Yen has been confirmed that he is looking to work on it soon.
That's not really gonna be.
Tetris is looking to plan a sci-fi... Get this, sci-fi trilogy based upon the game.
What's my...
Trilogy! Like, they were like, we've got it. We don't have. It's not that we don't have enough to make one movie. We've got so much shit. We can make three movies. I mean, Peter Jackson was like, slow the fuck down. Okay? Don't need to make three movies out of this.
So, if you can make three movies on a game where you have to fit blocks into spaces at increasing speeds, you deserve my money.
Three movies! How?
I want to say that I heard the guy that made Tetris, though, had an interesting life. I read that somewhere.
Well, he had an interesting life putting shit in spaces and connecting dots. So,
like getting to the point where he got, like, he was a survivor and a bunch of other shit. I'll have to look up and talk to Lincoln.
You got a lot of homework to be. You're just pulling these little tidbits of information, but nothing behind.
Don't forget, you
got
to watch the Batman porno too.
Yeah, he's taking a view. You know what? We may just have to do a live reaction video down at Concave. Jason Crow would be fine with that. He'd sit next to you as you watch it and get play by play of the movie. Chartered. 10 Cloverfield Lane's director Dan Trachtenberg is currently replacing Tom Levy. That just recently got announced. And Tom Holland is apparently in talks of doing in the movie.
as a young Nathan Drake. Yes. I thought Mark Wahlberg was supposed to be Nathan Drake.
Focus on his first encounter with Sully.
That's not untrue, though. Like, what is wrong with these people? Oh, that's seriously. Like, anybody who's that franchise is going to go, you know, I really want to see a movie about Nathan Drake as a young
Nathan Drake. Tom Holland as Nathan Drake.
I don't care as a young Nathan Drake. It might work because, you know what it is? Who makes the fun game? Sony, right?
Uncharted, yes.
Yeah, so Sony. Let's make a movie of Nathan Drake. Let's use this guy who's in Spider-Man because Spider-Man is popular. Can't we go for another fucking movie? Like, how is so fucking dumb?
And the thing is, Nathan, we'll make fan films about it. I think he has no problem being in a real one.
He's a stupid, though.
I was going to say.
When I said, you know what, that kind of sounds like Nathan and Nathan would be perfect against Brock being Nathan Wick.
Yeah.
So let's just make the fucking movie.
It almost feels like they're like, Nathan Fillion, he's going to be too old. But with Tom Holland, we can do multiple movies with because he's younger and age with it.
Dude, it took them to fuck games to watch like a fun when he was a kid. I give up.
Watch.
Like, they didn't go to that well after two games.
They're like, all right, we don't know what else to do.
They don't give a fuck when he was in. Like, come here, fucking prank.
Nope, that's what we're doing.
I'm thinking, let's get Bruce Campbell as Sully.
I was going to say the guy from Coach because he sounded like it was the guy from Coach doing the voice.
Shit, what's his name?
Yes. Yeah,
interesting.
I was shocked. I was like, that guy sounds like the guy from Coach. It wasn't him. What?
Last on our list, Watch Dogs apparently was announced in 2013, but is nothing has really been brought back. It's still happened. So, no, what's going on? And the VR game, Werewolves Within, another Ubisoft, because they are determined to make a video game movie. There, it's going to get a big screen adaptation. And the Mishna Wolf seems kind of weird that they would have somebody with the same Wolf right on the screen. So like the with Kaden, that's just gonna be a shitty movie.
Hey, Josh. Oh, there you go.
Well, that
report that sound, I just have that on a button somewhere.
I need to take a picture of what he says and make it a meme because I like I could use that a lot. Well, we'll bring the show to a close. Josh, what would you learn this week?
I learned that when you tackle a guy before he catches the ball, that's not passing.
If a referee doesn't see it, no, it's not.
There are two fucking refs in front of that fucking plane.
Well, the thing is, as long as you look like you're not making a play at ball, I guess it's okay. Like,
No, you cannot touch the... Listen, I even said that's fucking passing fence called Madden. And somebody did the play on Madden, and they called the eye.
Yes!
Do not do that!
He dropped him! Like, he put that shoulder in, he made an attempt at the ball, and he even said... He thought that he was trying to stop the touchdown because he'd rather give up a penalty than the touchdown. And that's what he just showed
him. He made you that fucking
effort. Yeah, he was like, oh, shit, they didn't call. You feel like maybe the NFL wanted LA to win because of their larger audience?
Listen, I will be honest, because I'm a diehard Tom Brady fan. And I was like, come on, this is sus. Like, all those calls, I argued one, and that was the first Chris Holmes catch. I was like, yo, that was a catch. But then everything else, I'm like, Come on, that's not roughing the passer.
Yeah, the rough of the passer, your arm like slid past him and I think hit his chest.
And then the one thing is, like, when the Edelman punt happened, like, I got up to watch Edelman punt. And he fucking, that happened. I was talking about saying he hit a child again.
He was hard to tell, though.
I just could tell him, like, well, on this side, it looks like it's this. But then when you come to the same side, it looked, I'm just like.
But the thing is they reversed the call, and there was no proof either way if it touched him.
Yeah, and that's what we were explaining to my aunt. Right? You don't have any conclusive evidence. That the to over the call that they stand.
They heard.
Like, man, I wish they had a meme after Russ said every time I had to go and review a fucking way. Because he was like, I'm gonna make the wrong choice. I don't know, man. The large jump kid doesn't even care about the football teams. Like,
they do it winning. If winning, it's just like basketball teams winning.
They didn't even give it about baseball or football because they show a bunch of bars with them winning the field, and you would thought it was a fucking golf game. And you're like, yeah, we're going to the Super Bowl. I don't.
They have no connection, and it's only been 1 year or 3 years now. Yeah, they have no. Yeah, they've not suffered at all.
So I don't know what the NFL's thinking, but I think the fix is in, and you know, it stays long, no matter what, Patriots always going to be chief on off the field. Yeah, that was the most kind of routine.
Oh my god. Can I help with today's what's going on in the world?
That's why I said tomorrow. You know what? Patriots losing the Chiefs twice. I'm saying, Ace, you are a bastard.
Hope you put your drum fist. Ah, what did you learn this week?
Well, I got two things for the show and then things outside the show.
Oh.
So, this show figured out that's the largest edition show ever.
I know.
And I learned that the guys that did Switchers have their own TV show coming out. So.
The guy.
Yeah.
The guy who plays Favre and the other. Yes.
Those guys are like fucking dudes.
Now, is it directed by Jay? Because he does a lot of directing on TV shows.
And I saw it, like, what the fuck is that?
It's like a comedy too.
Oh, yeah. And it's going to be, like, a teaser or something like that, isn't it?
No,
What is Channel 5?
Fuck me, if
it
oh, this is a big political thing in the universe, and that's the reason why, like, all know Channel 5. How, when you said Channel 5, we all would have that. No, they just feel like you off like you're the universe. Most of these nationalities are in LA. But out here in the West, you know, hanging down, and you're like, everything's out of it, terrible. Everything else to be a reaction. I don't disregard LA. It's not a time to put that mean.
Yeah.
Here, let me see. Kevin Farda, see what the new shit's called, and if the one directing Super Dungeon. The Super Show. At which much comedy is the show is called. You both go fucked up. It's Chef of the Same Work. Apparently, gonna, they do a Super Series. It's called one of the Troopers. Oh, there's one sitting in there. Maybe. See if Game Rangers a moment. No, it's not a Who's Race. So it looked pretty fun. Yeah. I agree with the assessment that, never thought Fortnite was what's challenging Netflix, because again, really all that matters is your subscribers. You decide to keep on.
Okay. What if this is flexed by a Netflix, so like, Disney?
In regards to what? Like not even acknowledging that they're
hey, they're not, like, Arby's competitors fucking Fortnite, and you're like, what the fuck?
Well, really, Disney's not a competitor at the moment. It's the same.
Yeah, you have to be in the game to be a competitor.
Yeah, it's like the DC app. There's not much content for it to be a competitor. And Hulu's not really a competitor, because they limit. We're having a problem keeping the TV on our shows because of your damn Fortnite. That's Netflix. We're going to have another game. Both kids are playing Fortnite. They were playing Minecraft like 5 years ago. They'll find a new game. And that's Fortnite.
40% of their market are in other price.
Oh, well, yeah. They make good content, okay?
They do. I mean, come on. Like I said, even though it's not really that they made it, it's them saying, let's buy this, stream it on our network.
Yes.
Rather, they're introducing some really good shit, man. That's why, funny thing, the show You, like, that wasn't a Netflix show. That was, like, a show on, like, some bullshit network on cable.
Really?
Yeah, and Netflix, like, I guess the network canceled it, and Netflix was like, we'll buy it and stream it. Because people are like, oh, that's a Netflix show. I'm like, no, that was like on WGN Chicago or some shit.
Is it any good?
I don't know, but I'm hearing great things about it. I'll watch it.
Netflix suggested it to me like 4 times now.
Yeah, I think it's the same channel that shows Sirens and all that other shit.
Ooh.
Like with the mermaids and witch.
Oh, that's WGN.
Yeah. Oh, it was on. See, look, it was Lifetime. I'm sorry.
Lifetime.
Yeah. So Lifetime probably canceled it, and like Netflix is like,
wait. Lifetime said, "I'm sorry, we can't keep on with the show. Our budget needs to go." What? Did Valerie Bertinelli want more money for rape?
Look, so check it out. So the series had premiered on Lifetime in September, but its viewership was virtually non-existent.
Because who's 650,000 watching
Lifetime? We're turning in the episode on the Sea Stalk Thriller. And then it began streaming on Netflix.
That makes sense. Like I somehow cut I'm Sorry, True, which is really the first season on Netflix. Season 2 just started. And I can't remember who the therapist from Step Brothers was.
The one that she was like, telling him, like, are two people going out?
I can't say yes or no, because I can't remember, but maybe.
She's on the league, too.
Then yes, you're right. It's a very funny series. You watch it. True TV actually has pretty decent, but I was avoiding it because the Impractical Joker, which are horrible.
They don't talk about other shows, Those Who Fail. Oh, Those Who Can't.
Those Who Can't?
Yeah, that was a pretty funny show.
I think that's on Netflix also, it?
Oh, let me see if I'm on Netflix right now.
I think it is, because I think it also fits.
And Netflix is like doing these like fan shows, too.
Oh, Valetos and they're pulling, which, no. If you ever see Netflix updating on a random Tuesday, it's Indian shows. Yeah, I don't know why. Tuesday must be a big day for binging in India. I don't know. Anyway. So, while he is doing that, can he follow you while you're on the road?
Just my Facebook right now.
On the road.
Aren't you supposed to create a YouTube channel? Are you wanting to create a YouTube channel?
Yeah, I'm wanting to do an angry trucker kind of thing. I need to work with you on that because I got ideas, but I can't put shit to paper. So
it's a pen. Or even a pencil will work. You know, I'll even say a crayon. Yeah, no, if you want ideas or, like, kind of direction, I can help.
I was thinking, since I get to see you at Concave, that's where I'm going to do my brainstorming at.
Oh, we're going to be doing more than brainstorming, sir.
Well, liquor fucking makes the thoughts come quicker.
I know.
Is that what we're going with?
Josh, do you like playing board games?
Like, drinking.
Okay, that's what we did.
I'm looking forward to this. This is gonna be a fun experience.
Because, we play a lot of this, but Stacy was like, all you gotta do is go down drinking and play board games. I was like, oh, I don't normally play board games, people, because nobody comes out here. And Kennedy acts it for like 10 hours just drinking and playing board games. It's fun.
I guess we can.
So, and there's a shitlet of fucking different board games you can play. And then get
one guy from last year said he was going to bring his board game this year. So.
That he created?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And I'm thinking of
it. No, evidently he works with Steve Jackson Games. So
oh,
wow. Might be...
Oh, boy, that's a story, too. That was funny. I'm thinking of bringing my playtest game and seeing what you guys think and see how it plays. But anyway.
No, I can't. I literally can't even.
It's different.
Don't expect a lot of sleep, Ash.
No, you can get sleep. Now, I will tell you this. You go there thinking it's like regular con and stuff, and then you walk in and going, oh, those weird people that are at the cons I normally see, they're all here.
Wait a minute. You just told me what I was expecting.
Because, yeah, well, like, you're like, oh, there's going to be, like, hot cosplay chicks.
Nope.
No. There'll be
it's Bowling Green, Kentucky. Let's lower the bar a little bit.
It didn't hit me the hard. Until I walked out the back door to go to the car, and that guy was running around that black thong.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like,
it's like,
oh,
this
God.
Big, burly guy with a big beard, big and very country, hearty sweetheart, walking around with a black thong. Yeah. So if you're very nerdy and you just like hanging out with nerds, you understand, though, it's you've got a young group, kind of like our age, and then you've got this, like, 8-year-old people, too.
Are they going to be there this year, though?
Not that one. Not the one group. But they're still, like, because it's mostly like a sci-fi convention. And the only real sci-fi they do is they have that band that does Star Trek songs.
Right. I went back to the fun Irish room again this year.
No,
that was awesome.
They'll have new rooms.
The Ireland people stay there.
Well, they may be there, but they do different things, so it may be different. I don't know. Yeah, the party rooms where you walk to and get more drinks. Actually, it's easy to get drunk when the party rooms are than it is the all-day drinking, because you have to get back in line.
Those goddamn pudding shots.
Oh, yeah, they're good. So we're all excited for Concave. Yeah. John, it may feel weird, but just let yourself have fun and...
Listen, I'm gonna be out with my friends. I'm gonna have a good time.
Are you gonna be a part of wrestling? Usually, it's gonna happen.
When you say a part of the wrestling, you mean watch, right?
You can do both.
Well, let's just watch. Okay. For sake of like my safety and like.
I'll have to just put on a lucha mask. You can usually get into the wrestling thing. I'm actually gonna pull all that video edit that I'll probably release in about a week or so.
If you use the lucha mask, you're claiming to be on that one team.
Yes, you're on the lucha team, but you're not gonna be part of the. Oh, God, but their names, because that's their own little group. They're not going to just...
Was that like Jason Bro and fucking Jason Saint doing that promo at one time?
No. We're not allowed to identify who Luchas are just because of their own safety. Jason Saint is definitely not one of them, I will tell you that.
Okay, so it was Bro.
I cannot release that information, no.
Another one was Ronnie.
I cannot release that information either for their own safety. Because
we could say Kurt because he switched last year.
He did. We did. And then we got yelled at when we were shooting the promo after the match of the switch and
the cardboard.
And the old lady comes out and goes, "Some people are dying to sleep." It's just like, you came to the wrong place, lady.
Wrong tail.
All right, Joshua, how can people hear you?
Well, if you wanna see me post Instagram stories of a fucking dog that I'm dog sitting,
yes,
you call me like Green Eyed Bebop. And if you wanna see me play Fog Punisher or anything else I'm watching,
you get real talkative during UFC fight, so I will give you all that.
I do get talkative, I do?
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah. There's a lot of references. I'm like, I think he's watching the UFC fight, but I'm not watching, so I don't know.
I was at the Adrian Broner Pacquiao fight too, which is hilarious. But yeah, you could follow me on Twitter as well, same name, Green Eyed Bebop. And if you may hear me talk wrestling as much as I talk about nerd shit, you can listen to me on the Back Row Heckler podcast.
And he's actually on more on the show than that one.
Yes, which I said to people on the other one. Tell him, guys, listen, he wins the show while I'm at work, and I'm like, I'll read. You were to do the show like on a Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, or Friday, I'm good. But Sundays, it sucks for me sometimes because, like, either I'm working or I got to do something with a family member.
I try to quit with people because I understand that you guys are helping me out for free. And, yeah, I will work around, try to work on your schedule so that we can do the show. So, yeah.
Well, no, because you're the show, like, your days off are perfect in the sense where I'm working, but where I'm working, every time you tell me we're doing it, I'm very garbage from now, so forever. So, really, for you to do the show every month, because I think an hour, and you garbage on my work, it's pretty much over at like 6 o'clock. I go back, you know? So, the only reason they work that way, you know? So, you know, I will do the show more, and hopefully, I'll get back on doing the schedule. But, you know, I said we were supposed to do it yesterday, and put it, because, you know, some stuff popped up for somebody else. And I'm like, well, today we can do it. And then, like, yesterday my uncle was like, yo, we gotta go visit my mom. And I'm like, fuck.
No, I can't do it. I don't think that you're picking us over them. It's just scary.
No, it was joked about, but my response was, like I said, like, Doc does the show when I'm literally doing nothing at work. So I can do the show. If you guys were to do the show Monday, was it the day when I'm at work, just sit down and doing nothing, you can do the show whenever.
Yes.
Because on Sundays at work, I get up to go to work early just so I can do the show at my job and then start work.
I was thinking about it here. Like, they think I'm just this vindictive sometimes, like, just doing things. No.
Nobody think that.
Okay.
Just brain like this, Josh, okay. And I just write online. I don't tell you that. I can tell everybody, but the doc says, Josh, we don't need it anymore. I did my best.
The only thing that happening is I'm gonna be like done to the show. Otherwise, if you can call in, yes, I will keep utilizing you. Yeah, you got a comment from Stacey. She's like, you and Josh flow really well together. And then she's like, the kid, I'm not sure why you can. No. Good job. Josh seems to somehow get my sense of humor, though. Sometimes
I get your sense of humor even when you're not trying to be funny.
I know when I'm not even trying to be punerific.
I feel like my part in the group is the everyday guy. Like, you guys are the stiff nerds.
Yes. Oh, and she did say that. She's like, we're talking on the air like this. She was like, he doesn't seem to know everything as much as Josh or you do. And I said, he's not as fine. Now, you're really fine-tuned in regards to video games and your knowledge of things. And understand, my comic book knowledge has only been flourishing in the last 10 years. So I have not been a comic book, guru all my life. I'm just slowly learning and finding good stuff and everything else. So it's just time. And when you have time, people find out. So, yeah, I understand what Kennedy is. And Kennedy, but the one thing is you always do, you will always have, just like Josh, even if you have no clue what we're talking about or no interest in it, you still have an opinion, and that always matters to me. I'd worked with people that did have an opinion and either would try to just step on any type of jokes or just not even respond. And when you're the only person else, it's kind of hard to do a show back and forth. The person's just like, I have no clue, and I'm not have no opinion. So thank you.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. all right. Well, so that will bring this show to a close for Joshua, all the way on the East Coast, just a walk away from all the underground comedy clubs, and Kennedy, who is in the redneck area of New York right now.
That's not the redneck area of New York.
I don't fucking know. It's a fucking... You're just the center of the universe again, aren't we? And everybody that's watched Channel 5, this is Doc Martin saying, have a fracking good week.